Okay, you're listening to Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Brachos, Amud Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Also, it's the Amud V'Chazara program of Oraisa. Okay, but we're from the TIFF, virtually. Now let's begin. So we quoted a new Mishnah. There's a new Mishnah on Mem Amud Beis. We said, Hayu Lefanav Minin Harbei. So if there are a lot of different foods in front of you, different minin, different species, v'chule. So the actual Mishnah says, quotes a machlokes, that im, so Rabbi Yehuda says, im yesh v'hedem min shiva alavu mevarech, that if one of the foods that you have there is one of the shiva saminim, you make a brach on that first. V'chacham mevarech al eza mehen sheyirtza. The chacham say, no, whatever one you want, that's when you make a brach on. So we'll just point out, we'll point out Ahara in a moment. Let's begin the Gemara. So Amar Ula says regarding this, he explains Machlokas Shebir Chosein Shavos. The Machlokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is where the brachos of the two foods in front of you are equal. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adif. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the one that you make the bracha on is one of the Shiva Saminim, because the Min Shiva, being one of the Shiva Saminim mentioned in the Pasuk, one of these, right, the Pasuk praises Eretz Yisrael for these seven species, so that must be, if it's the greatest land in the world, and Hashem wants to praise them with the greatest things it produces, so it must show that these things are inherently high quality foods, and therefore, that is such a wonderful thing, that's a Mila, and therefore it gets the Bracha. Rabbanan Savri min Chaviv Adif, and the Rabbanan say, no, the thing that is Chaviv to you is actually better. Rashi says, Eza Sheyirtse, whichever one you want, Dimasnisan Esa Chaviv Alav Mashma. So it's just interesting, something you notice over here when they use the term whatever you want, right? The Mishnah says Eza Sheyirtse, whatever you want. So it sounds like it's like it doesn't really matter. You can really do whatever you want. No thought has to go into it. But it seems that the halacha, it's not what it's saying, and especially with the way the Ula phrased the machlokas, it's not whatever you want. It means whichever food you want more in general, meaning that. If it's chaviv, if this has this chavivus to it, then that is a maila, and you have to lahalacha make the bracha on that one rather than the other. It's not like whatever you want. No, there's a maila of chavivus that you're supposed to make the bracha on. And I think that's the way it comes out. Now there's a machlokas that results from this, which is what does it mean, chaviv? Is it what you generally consider chaviv, even though right now it's different? Let's say I love apples. I love apples, and now I'm not in the mood for an apple. Now I have an apple and an orange in front of me, and I want to make a bracha on I'm more in the mood for oranges right now, but in general I love apples. So the Rosh would say that chaviv, no, the apples are actually more chaviv. So even right now you want an orange, it doesn't matter. The apple is what you make the bracha on. The Rambam actually would say, no, the opposite, that it's whatever is chaviv to you right now. So I wonder beyond that. Let's say even right now one is more chaviv, but like I like saving this part for the end. You know, let's say, like there are different parts of it, like I like ending off my suda with that taste in the mouth. So I don't know. You can ask your local Orthodox Rav Cohen what the halach would that would be in that case. But okay, anyway, so it's just interesting to note what this machlokas is. Okay. So the question is, the machlokas, according to Ula, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is, what takes precedence in that you're going to make the bracha over it? Is it being one of the Shiva Saminim or being something that you like better? But he clarifies, Aval Bisha Ein Berchosein Shavos, but if we're talking about things of different brachos, Divrei Akol Mevarech Al Zeh V'Choser Mevarech Al Zeh. Everyone says that you're going to make a bracha on each individual food, right? You're not going to say one bracha on everything in front of you. No, you make individual brachos that's what you're going to do. Everyone agrees to that. The question is just, if it's the same bracha, which one do you make the bracha on? Because notice, we'll challenge that, and we'll get a better understanding from this challenge. So meisvei, is that true? Well, we have this brace that says, hoya lefanov tznon v'zayis, somebody who has in front of himself a tsanon, which is a radish, which is a vegetable, which is ha'adama, v'zayis, and an olive, which is a fruit, it's ha'et, and that's one of the shivas aminim. Mevarich al ha'tsanon upoter es ha'zayis. You're going to make a bracha on the radish, and you're going to pater the bracha on the zayis, you're not going to make a bracha on the zayis. Which would make sense, b'di'evet at least, right? Because we know that an olive, if you made a ha'adama on an olive, you'd be yotzei. So it seems that, you know, that would be, you would be yotzei, at least b'di'eved, but that's what it seems. So what this indicates, right, that their brachos are not equal, and we're putting the tznon first. Okay. So hachab b'mayas kinan. No. So what are we talking about over here? What's this case? Kisha tznon ikar. No, it's not talking, this is not really a problem, it's not a contradiction. It's talking about where the radish is the main thing. Rashi explains, Shatznon ikar shebishvilo hischil hachila, that because of it, he began the food, velo achal zayis, el lahafig chorfo. He didn't have the zayis, right, to take out like the harifness of the radish, so he had the olive as like a, I don't know what you call it, a chaser, or what, I don't know, whatever you'd call it, something to cancel out, to balance out the harifus of the tznon. So really, the tznon is the ikar. So that's why, suggests the Gemara, that's why you're going to make the bracha on the radish, and that'll patra the bracha on the olive. Right? Because, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, according to how Ula explained it, both of them would say if you have a ha'etz thing and a ha'adama thing, you make a bracha on the ha'etz and then the ha'adama. You would, right? You only put this one first or that one first if they're the same bracha, and that's where their machlokas is. So we said, okay, no, this over here, this, you're making the bracha on the rash because that's the ikar, and the olive is the tafel. So ihachi, if so, ema seifa. But let's take a look at the seifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omen Mavarich al Zayis Shah Zayis Mimin Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you make the brach on the Zayis because the Zayis is one of the Shiva Saminin. So now this becomes a problem. Leis leil Rabbi Yehuda had its non kol shehu ikar veimo tefila mevarich al ha'ikar. Does Rabbi Yehuda is there not to Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold the principle that we learned in the Mishnah that kol shehu ikar veimo tefila mevarich al ha'ikar upoches tefila? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that? Doesn't meaning over here? It seems like he's not holding that. If you're going to tell me that this case of the radish and the olive, where you make the bracha on the radish, is a case where it's ikar and tafel, so why would Rabbi Yehuda say, no, you make the bracha on the olive first? Doesn't he hold of ikar and tafel? That you make a bracha on the ikar? V'chitayim, and if you'll tell me, hachinami delisle, yeah, no, it's true. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of it. So you're about to be busted. V'hatanya, we learned in a brice, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im machmas tznon bahazayis mevarech al tznon. He said explicitly in a brisa that if you're making the if you're eating it because of the tznon, that's why you're eating the olive. So you marvar chal tznon. So you make the bracha on the radish. Upoter sazayis and apoters the zayis. So you can't tell me that. You can't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a vikar and tafel. First of all, that's a crazy thing. But let's say okay, maybe. But you can't even suggest that. We have a brisa that says against that. So how are we going to explain this? So li'olam b'tznon ikar askinan. So really, we're talking about a case where the tznon is the ikar, and the reason you're eating the olive is for the is to cancel out the taste of the radish, and that's why you're going to make the bracha on the radish first. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan b'milas acharisi pligi and when do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue? They argue in a different matter. V'chasuri michsara, and there's a little bit of a lashon missing, right? We have this sometimes we have this throughout many times in the Gemara. This might actually be the first time in Shas that we have a chasuri michsara. Do you remember one before? I don't know if we've had one before. Chasuri michsara v'hachi katani. It's a phrase. V'chasuri michsara. There's something missing. There's a missing part that's missing from the text of the Mishnah. V'hachi ketani, and this is how you're supposed to learn it. This is how you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. There's a machlokas, what that means in essence. The Gra and others say that this means it doesn't mean that there's anything missing, but it means that like the interpretation in the Mishnah itself is not full, meaning like, we kind of impose words, like, you know, like an elucidated version where you add words in or you put in bracketed words. So they're not part of the text, but you kind of need them to understand it. And because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and everyone before him who wrote down the Mishnayos and the Brisos, they did that, wrote them in cryptic ways, in abbreviated ways, so they didn't write things in full. So kind of, sometimes you need like a little bit of an extended phraseology, even though there's nothing to be fixed. While Rabbi Yosef Karo and others say no, it means that there's actually like there was a correction that needs to be made with the text. Not everything was perfectly written down, and through the discussion that you have to try to figure out what might be a mistake in the recording of the Mishnayos. So that's just a fundamental machlokes in Chasur Michsura. So anyway, over here we have Chasur Michsura v'Hachi Ketani. This is how you're supposed to learn the Brisa. Hayu lefan of tznon v'zayis mevarich al tznon upotar zayis. If you have in front of you a radish and an olive, you make a bracha on the radish and you're popping yourself for the olive. But what's this talking about? Kishat tznon ikar. That's when the tznon is ikar, and you're just having the olive to follow up. Aval ein hatznon ikar. But if the radish is not the ikar, divrei hakol. Everyone says mevarich al zeh v'chozer mevarich al zeh. Everyone says that you make a bracha on the olive ha'etz, and then you make a bracha on the radish hadama. Vishnei minin ba'alma, but two minim in general, meaning not our radish olive case, two minim in general. Shabir Hussein Shavos Mivarich al Eza Mehen Shayirtse. You make a bracha on whatever one you want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mivarich al Azayas, Shazayas Mimin Shiva. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you make the bracha on the olive because that's one of the Shiva Saminim. So everything's really explained. The Brisa is not really problematic. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim both hold that if you have Iker and Tafel, you make the bracha on the Iker. That's what that Brisa is talking about. Iker and Tafel, you make a bracha on the Iker. And when the brachos are different brachos, you make a bracha on each thing as you should. And when the brachos are the same, so which one do you make the bracha on? You have one bracha to make, two foods to make it on. Which one do you choose? So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, as we probably originally understood it, is that the one Rabbi Yehuda says Shivas Aminim is Adif, and the Chachamim say that the Chavivos, what you like better, is Adif. Okay, now a different way to understand. So now we're going to bring two Amoraic opinions on how to understand this machlokas. One of them is going to be familiar, and one of them will not be. Pligi bo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. There's a machlokas between these two Amoraim, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They and we don't know who said what, but we know that these are the two Amoraim, and we know the two opinions. We just can't match them up exactly properly. Chad Amar, one of them says machlokas Shibir Chosein Shavos. One says that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is when their brachos are equal, meaning the same brachos. De Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif, Rabbanan savri min chaviv adif. Avo b'shein b'rechos sein shavos, but when the brachos are not the same, divrei hakol mevarich al zeh v'chozer mevarich al zeh. So that first opinion is what we've seen before. That's in accordance with Ula. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, one of them agrees with Ula. V'chad amar, but the other one says, af b'shein b'rechos sein shavos nami machlokas. They even argue when they're different brachos. So this is going to be a little bit, yeah, right? So the Gemara makes your face. Your confused face is what the Gemara is about to make. So Bishlam Lamanta Amr Shibir Chosein Shavos Machloka Shapir. So it makes a lot of sense that when the brachos are equal, you need to know which one takes precedence, that I make the bracha on it. So it's this one or this one. Avo. All right. But the one that says that when the brachos are not equal, they argue. But my pligi, what are they arguing about? How could they argue? Right? Rashi says my pligi. What are you talking about? I have some cookies and some carrots in front of me, and so which one's a shiva and an olive in front of me? I'm going to say a bracha on the olive, and I pottered my carrots and I pottered my cookies. Of course not. What's going on here? So it's not. Rabbi Yirmiya explains. No. It's not talking about just which one you make the bracha on. Lahakdim. It's which one takes precedence in the understanding of preceding, which one will come first. That they're arguing that whether the brachos are the same or brachos are different, the machlokas is which bracha do you make first. So even if you have a, so for example, I'm just going to see if Rashi. Yeah, Rashi mentions it. So let's say you have something that's mizono, something like some wheat cookie, and or maybe even like some raw wheat, which we saw was a machlokes, right? Daf Lamed Vav was a machlokes whether it is hadama or shahakol, right? Or sorry, the flour, like ground up flour. So is it wheat flour, not like flour, perach flour, like kemach flour. So you have this flour, shakal, or zahadama, but that would take precedence over something that's not one of the shiva saminim, even if it's maybe more chashiv. And we'll see also there's the order is important as well. So let's continue. Demur of Yosef, because as Rav Yosef says, the same Rav Yitzchak, some say it was Rav Yitzchak, kol ha-muktam b'pasuk zeh, muktam lebracha. Whatever comes first in this pasuk is first for the bracha. So Shenemar, as the pasuk says, this is the pasuk Sefer Dvarim, which speaks about the Shivas Aminim, eretz chita usa'ora v'gefen v'sein v'rimon eretz zeshemun undavash, that it's a land of wheat and barley and grapevine and figs and pomegranate, a land of olive oil and honey, which is really honey dates, honey of dates or honey dates. And, right, and so this he, Rav Yosef has this teaching about the Shivas Aminim and the order of the brachos, and therefore, like Kal Vachomer, if it's not one of the Shivas Aminim, right? So if the Shivas Aminim, there's an order and everything in there, so then if it doesn't make the list of Shivas Aminim, then for sure it would take... it would take precedence. And now, so the machlokas, according to the second Amora, the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what takes precedence in order that you would make a bracha on? Do you follow the Shiva Saminim, or do you follow the Shiva, the order of the Shiva Saminim, and what's Shiva Saminim and what's not? Or do you say whatever is Adif that would take precedence? Upliga, and this suggestion argues to Rabbi Hanan. It argues in Rabbi Hanan. Dum Rabbi Hanan, because Rabbi Hanan says, Kol ha-pasuk kulo l'shiurin ne'mar. The entire pasuk of the Shiva Saminim alludes to different shiurim. And the rest of the amud, up until the top of the next amud, it's going to be discussing a shiur, like a halachic measure that is learned or alluded to in each of the seven species. And so therefore, what problem does that cause? So Rashi explains, Hadrab Yitzchak da'amar ha-mukdam kodem lebracha, Rabbi Yitzchak says that, or it's interesting that he quotes Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, no, sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak or Rav Yosef, right? So this is that he said, ha-mukdam kodem lebracha, alma, we see, right, the fact that he says that what are the Shiva Saminim doing here? The fact that he says that this shows you the order of the brachos, it shows that this pasuk is praising Eretz Yisrael. That it's praising Eretz Yisrael, that it has these wonderful chashuv fruits. Uminan kiseder chashivosan, and therefore the pasuk lists them in their order of what's chashiv. Meaning, why the way Rashi is explaining it? Why are we following the order of the Shiva Saminim like as it's listed in the Torah? Why is that a reason to put the bracha first? So as we said in previous dapim, similar concept. It's an indication of what's more chashiv, what's inherently more chashiv. That since this pasuk is Moshe bragging about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, right? Saying how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. And he says, these are seven incredible species that it has. So obviously you're going to list them in the order. I guess you could argue it could be either best to worst or worst to best, but at least it's in, you can figure it out if when you have wheat versus like honey dates, so you can kind of figure out which one is which is the best, which is the worst, but it's going to be listed in some sort of order of chashivas, demonstrating chashivas. However, upaligad Rab Chanan, this argues in Rab Chanan, says Rashi, to Amar, lo ba'kasuv lahadiyah sheva chashivas aperos, B'tam Shalahem, because this is coming to inform us, because according to Rav Chanan, the pasuk doesn't tell us the order and list these fruits to say the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Rather, Ela Shivcha Shal Eretz Yisrael, or the praise of Eretz Yisrael, Sheish Ba Peros Sheshiurei Torah Nislin Behen, that all the praise of Eretz Yisrael is that all the fruits of the land have halachos, shiurim of the Torah, hanging on them. And according to this approach, if you're telling me that what's going on in this pasuk of the Shivas Aminim, that Moshe's praising the land of Eretz Yisrael because each of them have their own shiur, which they're teaching, so then the Torah is not going to be makbid on the particular order because all of them are equal. Like you're going to tell me that a kazayis is much more chashiv than a revius. No, they're all halacha. So just simple measurements in halacha. So according to that approach, there's according to Rav Chanan, who views this as allusions or the source of all these halachic measurements, so he fundamentally disagrees with the other understanding that no, there's a particular order and that we're praising Eretz Yisrael for these special fruits. Right? Make sense? Right? So again, the first approach is saying, what's this pasuk doing? It's praising Eretz Yisrael for the quality of these fruits, while the second is saying, no, it's praising Eretz Yisrael for the symbolism of these fruits in that they symbolize halachic measurements, and therefore it's a machlokas in how you understand this pasuk. Okay, so now let's see some of these shiurim. It says chita ditznan, as we learned in a mishnah. This mishnah is in Chulin and Negayim, and of course, check it out. Hanichnas lebeis hamenuga. Somebody who enters a beis hamenuga, of course, you see, I'm not making this up, right? A house. Somebody enters a house that with saras, that's afflicted with saras. Okay. For those of you listening to this shiur from 5 months from now, it is currently Parsha Cesarea Metzora, the only Parsha in the Torah that has the Beis HaMenuga. So anyways, Hanichnas LaBeis HaMenuga, somebody who enters a house with Tsaras, V'keilav Al Kseifav, and he has his clothing over his shoulders, V'sandala V'tabosa B'yadav, and he's holding his sandals and he's holding his rings in his hands, meaning he's not wearing any of this stuff. Who? V'hein Tamein. He and his stuff that he's holding are tame, miad, immediately. Right? So Rashi just quotes the pasuk from this week's parsha. V'ksiv v'haba el abayis yitzma ad ha'erev, v'lo ksiv kabus begadim. Right? V'hocha b'abayis yikabes es begadav. Right? So it's the Torah tells us in this week's parsha that somebody who enters the Beis HaMenuga, he becomes tame until the evening, but it doesn't mention that he has to wash his clothing. But then it says after that, somebody who eats in a house, a Beis HaMenuga, so he has to wash his clothing. So Rashi says, "Bishohes shiur achila." So meaning what's the Torah saying? Essentially, it's saying this: if you enter a Beis HaMenuga, you're only tummy for you are tummy right away. But you don't have such an intense tuma that even the clothing that you're wearing is considered tummy. You have to be there. But if you stay in the house and you dilly dally for a little bit, you stick around. The Torah says you ate there, but it says no, it doesn't really mean you ate there. It means you took enough time that it would be to sit down and have a meal there. So if you do that, then not only are you tummy, but your clothing is tummy as well. So this mission over here is telling us that if he's not wearing his clothing, they're just, you know, holding over his shoulder, and he's holding his sandals and he's holding his rings, his clothing are tummy miad. Haya lavush kelav, says the Mishnah back in the Gemara. If he was wearing his clothing, v'sandala baraglav, and he was wearing his shoes on his feet, v'tabosa betzosav, and his rings on his fingers, hu tamei miyad, v'heim tahorin. He is tamei immediately, and they're tahor. Forever? No. Ad sheyishe b'kidei achilas pras. Until he waits there, the amount of time it takes to eat bread. Pras means really a half a bread. Rashi says, Chatzi kikar, it's a half a loaf. Sheshiuro bo chachamim es ha'iruv. The chacham made a shear called an iruv, and it's an iruv is two sudos. So we're talking about half of that, meaning enough bread to eat suda achas. That's what we're talking about here. So if he waited there, b'kedei achilas pras, which I think it's discussed, there's a big chumra, maybe like 4 minutes, but anywhere between 4 and 9 minutes or something like that. If he waits that amount of time in the house, then he and his clothing are tamei. So pas chitin dafka, it's wheat bread. Velo pas seorin, not barley bread. Mesev, and if he reclined, v'ochlin beliftan, and he ate it with liftan, with relish. So the Rashi just says, I'll say it outside because we're getting close to 9:30. So over here we're talking about wheat bread that he ate while reclining and with eating relish, because these things all make it faster. It's faster to eat wheat bread than barley bread, because wheat bread is a lot more delicious than barley bread. It's faster to eat it with relish, with something that tastes good. That's our discussion from the previous daf about needing salt and relish for things. Otherwise, because back then bread wasn't as good as it is nowadays, but Baruch Hashem, we're very blessed. And also reclining, Rashi says that when you're reclining, that you're focusing more on eating the food, you get less distracted. So it means like having a relatively quick meal of a loaf of bread. That's the shir of kedei achilas pras, which is alluded to by the chita. Okay, seora, barley, a barley corn. Zitznan, etzem ki seora matami b'maga b'masa. Right. So in all those that we learned about different types of tumah and tumah. Tummy things could contract tumma in different ways. So if you have a barley corn, a bone, the size of a barley corn or a barley kernel, metame b'maga b'masa. It could be metame something through touching it, ubamasa, or someone carrying it, even if not touching it directly. Ve'enu metame ba'ohel. But it needs to be much bigger for it to be metame ba'ohel, that just being under the same roof will be metame it. And we'll do one more shir. We have time for one more shir? Like two more lines? No? No? Okay. Call here?
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so just tell Rav Cohen that we'll begin tomorrow with Geffen.